This article is brought to you by the best-selling books Eat Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the compound effect of small daily communication habits prevents tension from becoming chronic. Why tiny communication choices either diffuse tension or let it harden into something permanent. In short, workplace tension rarely announces itself as a crisis. It grows in the gaps, the conversations you delayed, the tone you let slide, the friction you decided to revisit later. Daily communication habits either release the pressure steadily or let it compound until it hardens into something much harder to shift. Small, consistent communication choices accumulate over time, for better or worse. The habit of early acknowledgement prevents tension from calcifying into chronic conflict. You do not need perfect conversations. You need reliable ones. Definition: daily communication habits are the recurring, often instinctive communication choices you make in everyday workplace interactions, whether to name friction early or let it pass, whether to clarify or assume, whether to acknowledge or withdraw. Repeated over time, they determine the emotional climate of every working relationship you hold. Why tension feels sudden even when it was always building. Most people experience workplace tension as though it appeared without warning. One conversation tips into conflict, one meeting goes sideways, and suddenly a working relationship feels fragile or broken. But the crisis moment is almost never the beginning. What I have noticed across 6 decades of working with teams is that the moment tension surfaces loudly is usually the 10th or 20th repetition of a pattern that nobody named when it was still quiet. The friction was there in week 2. By week 12, it has calcified. People mistake the explosion for the cause, when the cause was laid down quietly, one unaddressed interaction at a time. This matters for tension management, because it means the solution does not live in the dramatic repair conversation. It lives far earlier, in the daily communication habits that either keep pressure moving or allow it to accumulate. Understanding this changes where you focus your energy entirely. The compound mechanism. How friction accumulates without anyone noticing. Think of every working relationship as carrying a pressure gauge. Normal friction, the kind that exists in every team, registers low. A sharp comment, an unclear instruction, a credit not given, each one nudges the gauge slightly upward. On its own, nothing. But each one also leaves a trace. That trace is emotional residue. It subtly colours how you interpret the next interaction with that person. After enough accumulation, you're no longer reading them fresh. You're reading them through a filter built from every unresolved moment that came before. The neutral comment sounds pointed. Their hesitation reads as reluctance. The question feels like a challenge. This is a compound mechanism at the heart of chronic tension management. Each unaddressed friction does not stay static. It changes the interpretive framework for every future exchange. The relationship does not stay the same while tension is being ignored. It actively deteriorates, even when nothing new is happening. The practical consequence is stark. By the time a team member raises a concern, or you finally sit down to address a conflict, you're not solving one problem. You are unpicking months of accumulated misreading. That is a much harder conversation than the one you could have had when the gauge first ticked up. For a practical look at how to enter the harder conversation when avoidance has already cost time, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team, synergy gives you a clear starting point. What this looks like in practice. Let me give you 3 patterns I have watched repeat themselves across workplaces of every kind. The unacknowledged meeting. A team member raises a suggestion in a meeting. It gets quietly skipped over by the chair. Nothing hostile is said, but the person goes back to their desk with a feeling of invisibility. If that happens twice in a row, they start self-censoring. By the 3rd month, their engagement has dropped noticeably. Nobody named a problem. The habit of not acknowledging contribution compounded silently until the team lost a voice it needed. The unresolved tone. 2 colleagues exchange a tense set of messages on a Friday afternoon. Neither follows up. They meet Monday morning and behave as if nothing happened, but both of them carry the residue of Friday into every exchange that week. Over time, they start to root around each other, copying managers unnecessarily, communicating through intermediaries, avoiding one-to-ones. A 2-minute acknowledgement on Friday would have released the pressure. Instead, the habit of silence allowed a minor tone clash to restructure how 2 people work. The delayed feedback loop. A manager notices a team member's quality slipping in week 3 of a project. The manager decides to wait and see. By week 6, the issue is entrenched and the manager is frustrated. The feedback conversation, when it finally happens, carries weeks of stored tension and lands harder than it needs to. If the habit had been to name small concerns early, the conversation in week 3 would have been brief and constructive. The habit of delay transformed a small correction into a significant confrontation. Each of these is a story about daily communication habits, specifically about what happens when the habit is avoidance. For a complete framework on delivering that kind of timely feedback without it landing as an attack, how to deliver negative feedback positively covers the mechanics clearly. Why most people miss the accumulation until it is too late. There are two reasons people consistently fail to act on early tension signals. The first is that the individual moments feel trivial. A slightly clipped reply, a meeting that ran over its purpose, a request left unread, none of these feel worth addressing in isolation. This is exactly the logic the compound mechanism exploits. The habit of dismissing small signals as insignificant is itself the pattern that allows chronic tension to form. The second reason is more uncomfortable. Addressing friction early requires a small, immediate discomfort. You have to say something. You have to acknowledge something awkward before the other person does. Most people choose the path that avoids discomfort right now, even though that same path creates much greater discomfort later. The preference for short-term ease is hardwired, and tension management runs directly against it. In my experience, the teams that handle tension best are not the ones where people never feel friction. They are the ones where people have built a habit of naming friction quickly and cleanly before it has a chance to accumulate. That habit does not feel natural at first. It is practiced, not instinctive. This is exactly why I dedicate real spaced daily practice structures in Say It Right Every Time. The compound effect of consistent small communication improvements is one of the central principles behind the book 6 Day Transformation Plan, because the research on skill building is clear about one thing: it is frequency, not intensity, that creates lasting change. The program works in exactly the same way tension management does, just in the opposite direction. If you want to understand how to stay grounded in the moment when tension does flare up, how to use the core framework to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation is worth reading alongside this one. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The habits that actually change the trajectory. Knowing the mechanism is not enough. Here is what the daily practice looks like for teams that keep tension from becoming chronic. Same day acknowledgement. When friction occurs, name it briefly before the day ends. Not a full conversation. Not an analysis of what went wrong. A short, direct acknowledgement. I want to check in about how that landed. I did not mean it to come across the way it may have. This single habit breaks the overnight hardening process. Emotional residue does not get a chance to set. Clearing the air after difficult meetings. Meetings generate tension. How to run productive meetings that don't waste time covers the structural side of this well. But even a well-run meeting can end with unresolved interpersonal pressure. A 30-second check-in as people file out, or a brief direct message shortly after, keeps the human side current with the professional side. Early naming of patterns. When you notice the same friction recurring, name the pattern, not just the incident. I have noticed we tend to talk past each other on deadline questions. Can we figure out a better system? This shifts the conversation from blame to problem solving. It stops the pattern from embedding further. Consistent tone calibration. Your default tone in everyday interactions sets the baseline that people measure deviation against. If your ordinary exchanges are warm, clear, and direct, a moment of tension stands out as an exception. If your ordinary exchanges are clipped and guarded, tension reads as the norm, and nobody flags it because it never feels unusual enough to address. For higher-stakes situations where tension has already created a real breakdown, how the bridge method rebuilds working relationships after tension has created a genuine breakdown gives you a structured approach to repair. And for nuanced feedback conversations where tension is part of the dynamic, advanced feedback techniques. Mastering nuance, tone, and psychological dynamics in high-stakes feedback conversations goes deeper into the tone and timing dimensions. The longer you practice, the easier the hard conversations get. Here is the truth of it: the goal of good daily communication habits is not to eliminate difficult conversations. It is to ensure that when you do have one, it carries only the weight of the current issue, not the accumulated weight of 6 months of avoidance. A team that practices early acknowledgement, clear naming, and consistent tone builds a kind of relational credit. They have demonstrated to each other, repeatedly, that friction gets addressed and relationships survive it. That history makes every future difficult conversation easier to enter and easier to resolve. The compound effect in communication works in both directions. Avoidance compounds into chronic tension. Consistent, small, clear communication compounds into the kind of trust that handles tension before it takes root. This much I know for certain: you cannot think your way out of chronic tension after it has formed without real effort and real discomfort. But you can build daily communication habits that prevent most of it from forming at all. That is the better work, done every ordinary day, in ordinary interactions, long before anything feels urgent. Frequently asked questions. What are daily communication habits and tension management? Daily communication habits are the small, repeated actions you take when interacting with colleagues, how you respond to friction, whether you name a problem early, and how you acknowledge another person. In tension management, these micro choices accumulate over time and determine whether workplace stress stays manageable or becomes chronic. How do small daily habits prevent chronic workplace tension? Small habits prevent chronic tension by releasing interpersonal pressure before it builds. When you address a minor friction point promptly, clarify a misunderstanding the same day it occurs, or acknowledge a colleague after a difficult exchange, you break the compound cycle that turns small irritants into entrenched conflict. Why does workplace tension become chronic if left unaddressed? Tension becomes chronic when small irritants are repeatedly ignored. Each unresolved moment adds emotional residue to a relationship. Over time, that residue changes how people interpret each other, raising the cost of every future interaction until communication breaks down almost entirely. What is the compound effect in tension management? The compound effect in tension management means that small communication choices accumulate over time, for better or worse. A habit of early, direct acknowledgement builds a resilient working relationship. A habit of silence and avoidance compounds into chronic friction that eventually requires significant effort to repair. How do I know if my daily communication habits are making tension worse? Watch for patterns, not incidents. If colleagues become guarded around you, if small disagreements repeatedly stall without resolution, or if you find yourself dreading certain interactions more each week, your current communication habits are compounding tension rather than releasing it. What is one daily habit that reliably reduces workplace tension? Same-day acknowledgement is the most reliable single habit. When friction occurs, name it briefly and clearly before the day ends. You do not need a full conversation. A short, direct acknowledgement prevents the emotional residue from hardening overnight and signals that the relationship matters more than the discomfort. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.